Chapter 18. Jagged Fell found Chief of State Dalla outside her office, standing in the corner of a huge balcony that he had not known existed, looking past the shoulder of the Senate building toward the gleaming silver pyramid that was the Jedi Temple. She was leaning out over the edge, with both hands braced on the railing, her shoulders hunched in anger, and her long coppery hair blowing in the humid breeze. Her posture reminded him of nothing quite so much as the Lindstone fiends hanging from the roof edges of some of Bastion's most ancient buildings, a guardian monster from a lost era, still standing watch and fuming at the vicissitudes of time and humanity. Discerning no hint in her bearing of why she had asked to see him on such short notice, and seeing no advantage in startling her during a moment of private meditation, Jag cleared his throat and started across the balcony.
"If you're thinking of attempting a paraglider assault, I'd advise against it," he said, only half-joking. "They'll see you coming from a kilometer away."
Dalla snapped fully upright, clasping her hands behind her back, then spinning to face Jag.
"I suppose they would," she said. "And there's that blasted Force to worry about."
"Yes, there's always the Force," Jag agreed. "It would be a mistake to underestimate its power."
The corner of Dalla's mouth rose in a sardonic smile.
"I believe I've heard that before."
As Jag drew near, she unclasped her hands and held one out.
"Thank you for rearranging your schedule. I assume you're aware of events on Plautus Sextus."
"I've been watching the public holonet reports."
Jag forced himself to shake her hand. After all, a head of state could not allow personal feelings to interfere with state business.
"But if that's why you asked me here, I must admit that I fail to see how the outrages on Plautus Sextus concern the Empire."
"No?"
Dalla turned back toward the Jedi Temple.
"I should think that's obvious."
"Of course. Jaina." Jag stepped to the rail, and without answering, gazed across the vast plaza toward the silvery pinnacle of the Jedi Temple. He could not look on it without feeling a pang of longing and sorrow. After his exile from the Chiss Ascendancy, Jaina and the Solos had become the closest thing he had to a family, and he still found it difficult to accept that they were no longer a part of his life. How Jaina could break off their engagement over a matter of duty and conscience, he simply could not accept. And the effort of trying invariably left him feeling sad, lost, and alone. After a moment, Jag said,
"You should consider replacing your intelligence officer. Jedi Solo and I are no longer engaged."
He turned and looked her straight in the eye.
"She broke it off shortly after the assassination attempt at Pan Galactus.